Coble Kuvel Studio. This is KUVO Denver and K209ED Breckenridge. Heard worldwide at KUVO.org. A proud part of Rocky Mountain Public Media.
You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
Good morning and welcome to the Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker, here to wake you up and bring you some great gospel music. That's right here from the Coble Kuvel Studios, where we provide you with community culture and music since 1985. That's right, we've been around 40 years. At 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. Well, the Gospel Train that runs out every week day online at DAWS2000.com. That's 24/7 for a moment of inspiration. Well, I'd like to take a moment out to send out our condolences out to one of my dear friends, Karen Poindex Patton, who passed away this weekend. I'm sending her love to her family and especially to her daughter, Noelle. Also, a big happy birthday to Bishop Asen Phillips, who just turned 90. He was celebrating his birthday yesterday, and we just want to continue to send many, many blessings out to him and his family. Well, I want you to know that we have a great show planned for you today. We have none other than Stephanie McCoy Johnson with us, who is one of the honorees for the Colorful Story See Me, Hear Me luncheon that's going on, sponsored by Urban Spectrum B. Harris. That's going to be May 30th at the Knorr Event Center in Aurora. And Stephanie's going to be riding with us. She's a licensed substance abuse counselor, and she's going to use her life experience to help others in their recovery. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train. As we roll down the track, we have none other than Desmond Patterson, Brett Jones, Shirley Caesar, William, the William Brothers, and C.C. Winans, and many more coming to you.
But let's try this one again. Come on.
Pass me not, O gentle
Savior.
Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art. Do
you.
Come on. Come on, let's have fun with this one, y'all.
The choir is in the choir stand, and we praise the Lord. Hey! And the choir said, we'll be praising. You can join in. Army. Yeah. We'll be praising. I got a verse. Hey, praise the Lord, everybody. Is how I start the service. I gotta act confident, even though I'm really nervous. Lord Jesus, give me a song to change the atmosphere. Use me as a vessel to change the devil out of here.
Faith.
Oh, you're locked to the rest of great gospel music that's right here on the Gospel Train. And I have none other than, of course, Stephanie McCoy Johnson. She's riding with me. Hello, Stephanie.
Good morning
to you. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. I want to say first, congratulations for being one of the honorees. That's right. That's at the B. Harris, the Urban Spectrum. They're doing the colorful story, See Me, Hear Me luncheon. That's going to be the May 30th, right?
Correct. Yes.
May 30th at the Knorr Event Center in Aurora. So I want to get right into our conversation because substance abuse is such prominent in our community.
Yes.
So now that you are a licensed substance abuse person, tell us all about, give us some background, you know, like who you're working with and, you know, just, you know, what's really going on.
Yeah.
So that our community and our listening audience will know that they have an out, because everybody has either somebody that has, you know, is a substance abuse person, or they have somebody in their family.
Yes.
So
yes.
You got the stage.
Thank you. yeah, it's substance misuse is a term that we do like to use today just to eliminate the stigma of getting help. It's such a prevalent epidemic of sorts. In our community, especially for underserved and marginalized populations. And so we really want to change the language in hopes of letting people know it's okay to get help. I currently work at Second Chance Center, which has okay. been in the community for about 13 years now.
Really?
Yes. The founder, Hassan Latif, started that organization out the back of his truck in Denver. And we have a location in Denver, right across the street from the city jail. And we positioned that office there so people coming out of Denver County and Denver City Jail can go directly to our location there and receive support.
Okay.
That location primarily works with the chronically unhoused, chronic substance misuse, and chronic untreated mental health.
Praise God.
And so we focus really on the core. We don't focus on the substance misuse, but the core. Because if you don't heal the core, then you just have chronic relapse.
Right.
And then we have a location in Aurora, on 2nd and Potomac, and that location works with those coming out of Department of Corrections and surrounding county jails. And our whole goal is to prevent relapse and recidivism, but also to give people the tools, the skills to build a foundation, and then from there to learn how to create generational wealth in our communities.
Okay, so is this like the 10-step program, you know, like you always used to hear? Is it something like that? You know, they used to hear about
alcohol.
Yeah, Alcohol Anonymous. You know, they have the mm-hmm. 10-step program, whereas you
program.
Have mm-hmm. really a program that's kind of formulated to really help those that have a substance abuse problem.
Yeah, you know? We do connect people who are struggling with a plethora of resources, including 12 steps, so Alcoholics Anonymous, Cocaine Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, and so many anonymouses since that.
Everybody's anonymous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because really it's the behaviors associated with addictions mm-hmm. that manifest in our communities. And my focus as the Associate Director of Behavioral Health Services is to not just to address the addictive behavior, but to focus on the core. Core is trauma.
Right.
And there's generational trauma in our communities. So the team that I have created and built at the location, which I'm now at Potomac, we are all a team of trauma therapists with different focuses, licensed addictions counselors, licensed clinical social workers, marriage and family therapists, because our goal is to start with the person, the right. identified client, right. so to speak, and then I like to say the ripple effect. Once you can heal the trauma, it right. just seems to have, God has a ripple yeah. effect, and it just reaches and touches the children and the parents right. and the families, and then we can look at the whole right. family dynamic.
Right. Yeah. Because it is a family problem.
It is a family problem.
You know, everyone's paying for it, mm-hmm. you know. We're going to come back with more. We've got a couple more songs that I'm going to play. But thank you so much for that. Rich, I got some more. some more questions for you. So here is none other than the William Brothers. And, of course, we have none other than C.C. Winans coming with you. Stay it. Keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
For those that have been born again and know what God can do and know what he done for you, you need to spread the word. You need to tell somebody about Jesus, how he set you free. Come on, gave you the victory. Tell somebody about Jesus. Tell somebody about the goodness of God. You were sick and he made you well. Hear your fever burning. Now the world you can tell. Tell him how you didn't believe and he made a believer out of you. Now you can tell the whole world how he brought you through. In the Bible days, who met Jesus at the well? She thought she was meeting a stranger, but all about her life he didn't tell. She ran back to town, talking about the joy she found. See, when the Lord does something for you, you ought to tell her.
Tell somebody. Sometimes I fall to my knees and pray. Come, Jesus, come. Let today be the day. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna break, but I'm holding on to a hope that won't fade. Come, Jesus, come. We've been waiting so Jesus comes. Let today be the day. He'll come for the weak and the strong just the same. And all will believe in the power of his name.
You're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train as we ride with Stephanie McCoy Johnson. She's telling us all about substance abuse. I'm using that term because that's the term that I know. Okay. But Cece Winan, it really inspired me because she was talking about come, Jesus, come. Mm-hmm. And I want to know how people can come to you because, you know, I have family members. Everybody has family members. Mm-hmm. Even some people have that problem themselves.
Right.
And it's not only just coming to Jesus and praying about it, mm-hmm. but it's really having the resources.
Yes.
And you can supply those resources. So absolutely. How can people get in touch with you, or how can they come to you and you really, really help them?
Yeah. Well, I'm located at the Second Chance Center location at 224 Potomac Street in Aurora. They can certainly call me, 303-537-5838. I'm the only Stephanie there, so it will be easy to get to me. But yes, I highly encourage people to reach out. Because we have so many resources and opportunities to offer people. We have parenting classes. We have a women's trauma group for women. We have relapse prevention, anger management. We have an apprenticeship readiness program, which actually prepares people to go into the union trades.
Okay.
To name a few.
Right.
But yeah, we Second Chance Center is very well known in the community.
Right.
Yeah.
So what is that number again?
5838.
I want everyone to jot down that number for Second Chance. So you never know, there might be someone that you run across in the street or whatever, and you can say, hey, you know, I heard this interview, and Stephanie McCoy, Ms. Johnson, she'll help you. You know, you can go and you can get all of these resources, you know, that can really put you back in society. Yeah. So I have one other question, and that is, because you said, okay, when they come out of prison, this is an organization that they can come to, and that you will kind of help them get back into...
reintegrate into society.
Right. You know? And how do you do that?
We have programs that help set them up with housing. We have client partners, and we don't call them clients. We call them client partners because we're partnering with them.
Right.
They have done 30 plus years, and they're coming out into a whole new world. And so we kind of hold their hand, so to speak.
Right.
Until they get to a point to where they feel like they can stand on their own two feet.
Right.
You know, there's lots of external influences and triggers that they're going to come into the world coming from a structured environment.
Right.
That people don't even think of. And that's where our behavioral health department comes in. We're identifying mental health concerns that have not been addressed. Department of Corrections is, they love to over-medicate people and give people diagnoses that is really not conducive to what they're dealing with. And so we make sure that they get mental health evaluations again, substance misuse evaluations to determine this is where you were when you came in. You're being diagnosed based upon whatever substance you were misusing at the time you went in. And so let's look at where you are today.
Right.
And then guide them to those resources that they need. People that have been incarcerated may have lost family members while they were incarcerated, and that's grief and loss that is just contained.
Right.
We connect them with therapists that can help them work through grief and loss. There's just
so many
avenues that we can support them in, and that's why it's called Second Chance Center.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Praise God. Thank
you.
Praise God. Jot down that number. That's 303-537-5838.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And you asked for Stephanie McCoy Johnson.
That's
to
right.
say, I just need Miss Johnson, okay? Put her on
right.
the phone.
And that's okay.
Stay with us. I got a couple of announcements that are coming up, but I definitely want to remind you that if you ever want to get your word out about the nonprofit organization or events on KUVO, submit your BSA at KUVO.org under the contact tab. And of course, we'll do it. We'll get it out for you. We are KUVO.org.
Hi, this is Pocho Joe, inviting you to listen to La Raza Rocks, where you could hear the lost and forgotten treasures of Chicano and Latino rock-based music, Sundays at 1 p.m., only on KUVO Jazz.
Come celebrate KUVO's 40th anniversary at the Levitt Pavilion, Denver, on Friday, July 11th. Coming in from Seattle, it's the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio, a.k.a. DL03. They'll play deep, soulful, groovy, feel-good music inspired by Jimmy Smith, The Meters, Booker T and the MGs, Grant Green, and others. This is an open-to-the-public event, but you will need to RSVP to get your ticket. For a better view and an enhanced experience, upgrade your seat. All proceeds from upgrades benefit KUVO. RSVP today at levittdenver.org. That's L-E-V-I-T-T, denver.org.
The Greeley Blues Jam Music Festival at Island Grove Regional Park on June 7th features the Motet, the Elvin Bishop and Charlie Musselwhite duo, Black Cat Zydeco featuring Dwight Carrier and Erica Brown, Jackie Venson, Ben Chapman and Meg McCree, and the Gorilla Fanfare Brass Band. For tickets, greeleybluesjam.org.
I invite you to accompany me weekdays beginning at noon for an exciting episode of Lunchtime at the Oasis on Kuvo Jazz. Yours truly, Aitudo Gomez, will share new arrivals, classic vocals, and I'll honor the daily birthday celebrants with a side of Latin jazz to spice things up. That's weekdays at noon, right here on Kuvo Jazz.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Vicky Winans, and I'm riding on the gospel train with Deborah Walker.
I want you to know, long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Do you hear me what I say? Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Come on. I feel like having a little church this evening.
Oh,
Samson. He's wide. He's wide. He's wide. Let's praise him. Hey!
Will you help me just open up your mouth and glorify God? If he's done anything for you, something from God tonight. Listening to me on this record, I don't know what it is you're going through, but God said you can get your breakthrough tonight. Look at somebody, say, I'm gonna get my breakthrough tonight. Right now. Turn around behind you, say, I'm gonna get an instantaneous breakthrough. Now Now you've been praying and seeking God and fasting, and but when you ask God, do you really have faith that he can do it? Do you serve a God that is able? Do you serve a God that is strong and mighty? Well, if you do, can I tell you how to get your breakthrough? Say, Kirk Carr, how can I get my breakthrough right now? You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I've been through. This is how you can get it tonight.
You're locked to the rest of great gospel music that's right here on the gospel train. That's right, you got to reach up and grab it, whatever your breakthrough is. And I'm telling you, I want to remind you that the 74th Debutante Cotillion is going on Saturday, June 7th. Doors open at 4 o'clock. The program begins at 5. That's at the Westin Denver Downtown Hotel at 1672 Lawrence Street here in Denver. So I definitely want you to give those girls your support. You can always, I'll give you more information. You can go to the Owls Club of Denver scholarshipfunds.com for more information. Also, on the 21st of June, the whole weekend, we have the memorial service for Audrey Guest. It will be held at the Scotts United Methodist Church, which is 28th and Garfield Street. Then the repast will follow immediately. But they have a whole weekend of things because the AKAs are doing a little presentation on Friday. Saturday will be the actual memorial service. And Scotts United Methodist Church is having a picnic over at the park and right there on Martin Luther King following that Sunday. But if you need more information, give Pat a call at 720-329-9196 for more information. Also, don't forget, mark your calendars for the Legacy Preview Prevail of the 60th anniversary of the House of Joy Miracle Deliverance Church. That's 3082 Lydon Street in Denver. That's going to be June 18th through the 22nd. And everyone is invited. Everyone is invited. And I'm telling you, Sister Carolyn got it going on over there. I appreciate that. So also, Sylvia Cordy has started to do her opening act, and that is going to be July 14th through the 18th and July 21st through the 25th. So you definitely, I'll give you more information as that come up, but she's always looking for all young ladies and talented ladies that really want to perfect their arts and their talent. So we definitely want to keep you informed and make sure that you are a part of it. Anyway, I still have Stephanie here. Hello, Miss Johnson. God bless you. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate all the information that you have given us. So as we wind down, I want you to kind of give us some more information. I know you have some events coming up or some things that you're doing. Tell our audience about it, because this is really, really important, you guys, for substance abuse and for support that you might need for your family members or even for yourself. You know, give her a call. Ms. Johnson is always available. Her number is 303-573-75838. And it's about second chances. And I really didn't, I wasn't aware that you guys did so much.
Yeah, we do a lot. You know, our focus, again, as I said earlier, is helping people to reduce and prevent relapse and recidivism,
right,
to really turn their life around, build a foundation, and then from there create that generational wealth, which is so needed in our community. So, yeah, it's just we're here to support in whatever way that we can, not just the client partner themselves, but the family.
Right.
So that we can help to affect positive changes with our client partners.
Right.
So we don't do all the work.
Right.
But we definitely provide the tools, the resources, and the support. So, yeah.
So people have to come to you. If they don't come, I see a lot of people on the street that probably yes. could really use your services.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
if they don't come to you, then, I mean, how do we, you know, fill that gap
yeah.
of those that are just really out there on the streets and that want help,
yeah.
but they really don't know how to reach out to you?
We have a huge word-of-mouth presence
okay.
in the community. I might be putting the stakes high, but I would say that there's probably not one person that you could pass that doesn't know about Second Chance Center or hasn't heard about Second Chance Center
right.
or hasn't had a family member or a friend that has... receive the benefits
okay.
of Second Chance Center. And so, yeah, and we are on social media, so people also can connect with us via social media. We have a fun event coming up on the 29th.
Okay.
They can go to LinkedIn or Facebook or even Second Chance Center. .org, the
right.
website to learn
and,
more
and
about
what
that.
Is this event?
It's a masquerade party.
Oh, okay.
It is. And it's a fundraiser, so it's just to also help get the word out about Second Chance Center and what we do for the community and all that we offer. And
okay.
to just have fun, you know.
Right.
Our staff work really hard and put a lot of physical, emotional, and mental energy into supporting our client partners. And it's a way for staff and the community to just come together and have fun.
Right. So yeah. where is this going to be? I mean, you said the 29th of May?
The 29th
of
May.
Okay.
I have a busy week this week.
Yeah, you do.
Yes. It's
because this event for the Urban Spectrum, that is
the 30th. Yes.
So that's going to be the next day.
Yeah.
So where's your event going to be?
It's, oh my gosh, it's at the, I actually don't know off the
somewhere
top of
downtown.
My head. It is somewhere downtown.
Well, give us your website. They can go to your website.
It's secondchancecenter.org.
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. You were saying something about, because you are downtown, you're right next to the
city jail
mm-hmm. that it's easy for those that are coming out of jail,
mm-hmm.
and you partner with different probation officers
yes.
and people like that.
Yes.
So it's easy for them just to come over
yeah.
and kind of...
Our hope is always that when they come out the jail, they go left and not right.
Right.
Because left will bring them right to us. We collaborate with the courts,
right.
the Denver courts. We also collaborate with Competency Court, and that's for people whose competency is being raised in their legal situations, and so we help support client partners through that process also. We collaborate with Mayor Mike Johnston also.
Okay.
So we also collaborate with WellPower, with the Aid Center, which is on the opposite corner of us.
Oh, okay.
And so we collaborate with a lot of community partners.
Right.
Yeah, because,
right.
I mean, it's not just us. We need the support and the help of the community. So.
Right.
We are always looking for community partners to collaborate with.
Right.
Yeah.
So if they if you are a partner out there and you want to join them, you know, give some support. You can call Ms. Johnson, Stephanie McCoy Johnson, at 303-537-5838. Find out more information about what she's doing. You're doing a great, great work, and we just thank you. You know, God is really going to bless you.
It's the grace of God that even blessed to be in this position to pour into others what God has poured into me.
Right.
Yeah.
So remember that the Colorful Story, See Me, Hear Me Luncheon is going to be, that's May 30th at the Knorr Event Center in Aurora. And you can give Ms. B. Harris a call. That's, of course, none other than the Denver Urban Spectrum.
Yes.
And that's going to be a great, great event. But we want to congratulate you once again for being one of the honorees, because you are so well deserved of it, you know?
Thank you.
Right. So B's number, or to find out more information about this event, is 303-292-6446, or you can call 303-638-9126. So, last words. Is there anything that you can give or say to our community that will really, really inspire them, to motivate them to do more in our community to help the young without going this way?
Yeah.
So they don't really need your service. I mean, I know that you survive off of that, but I'm just saying we need a preventive.
Yes. Well, I'm a firm believer in God has given us all gifts, not for our own use, but to help others, to reach back and help, especially our youth. And that can start as young as 5, 6 years old, because they're exposed to so much in
this
day and
age.
And so never underestimate the power of the pearls of wisdom that you have to impart into our young people.
Right.
They need our mentorship. They need our love. They need our support.
Yes, they do. Yes. So that's a little note to all you parents that's had, like, smoking weed out there. I'm not saying that the Christians do all that, but, you know, we are people and people. But, you know, that has a great influence on your kids.
It does.
You know, and I'm a teacher, and I know some of these kids come to school and they just, they can't handle it, you know?
And when they see the parents do it, it sends a message that it's okay.
Yeah, and it's not.
It's not.
It's not. No. Well, thank you so kindly for being with us. Stay with us. Remember, you heard it right here on the Gospel Train. And as we wind down, we get ready to go to back to the station. We thank you so much for joining us today,
because
it has been, it has been a pleasure.
Yeah.
And we wish you much, much success as you continue to do a great, great work in our community.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
We're celebrating 40 years of community, culture, and music right here on KUVO.
Hi, my name's Melanie Maynor. I'm managing director of the Colorado Jazz Repertory Orchestra, and I just want to say happy anniversary to KUVO for just providing the best music and the best talent for the last 40 years in our market. We are so, so fortunate to have a station like KUVO in Colorado. Here's to 40 more.
When you listen to KUVO, you hear a celebration of the best in community, culture, and music. KUVO members make it all possible by supporting this legacy public radio station. Are you ready to be the next KUVO member? Go to KUVO.org, click the donate button, and join today. Thank you.
Every Sunday starting at 2 p.m., please join me, Arturo Gomez, as I will play an assortment of salsa and Latin jazz, new arrivals, 1970 songs, the roots, and the classics from around the world for your listening and dancing pleasure. Right here on KUVO Jazz, your oasis in the city.
24
Trust and only,
Get to the up on the truck. Speakers go up to the max. Old one guys, that's my policy. With 24, that's my family. Take time when I speak. Holy Ghost bringing the heat. Make a man gentle and meek. Make you bounce to the beat. Same time, trust and believe. One rule for love, you see. If you need me, you know where to find. I'll be right here in the house of the Lord. Ooh, yeah. But now please be gentle when I make mistakes. Because you never ever fear on my race. Trust and obey. They praise with my feet. Them things say I they smoke cannabis. Look at me like a one Pharisee. Talk plenty like you be analyst. Living life like it's Guantanamo. Put my Christian girl in the mirror. Sometimes I know see you, but still make I believe you. So if you need me, you know where to find me. I just need joy in the house of the Lord. Too many blessings will follow me. Enemies won't make a dish alive. When you all do happy, I'm a day. Make all my people shout a little baby.
One day when we get to heaven, when we enter, hope to see your face, we go sing hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah.
Ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah.
No other way to be happy in Jesus, ooh, but to trust.
Need no ticket? Just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.